Mouse Conservation Area. Climb the ladder through the hole in the wall of the Niagara Escarpment and feel the temperature drop when you're nestled between the rocky cliffs. You are about to explore an area that contains a spectacular 190 acres of meadows, mature forests, limestone crevices, and deep fissures on the Niagara Escarpment. You've also just stepped into a remarkable area that is designated as an area of natural and scientific interest and is an environmentally significant area acquired by Credit Valley Conservation in 1967. Take a close look at the Niagara Escarpment that runs through the central part of this area. The exposed rock face contains many rock fissures and crevices that were created over millions of years through various weathering processes such as freezing and thawing, water, and wind. Limestone is a porous rock, referring to the larger number of empty spaces it has, similar to the holes in a sponge. Limestone is also permeable, which means that the holes are connected, allowing water to flow through the rock. Moisture trapped in tiny cracks and holes freezes and expands, causing more cracking over time. Local legend has it that the caves and hollows in the limestone were homes for bootleggers, thieves, and smugglers. Beyond lore, the geological processes have also helped to define and shape the natural history of the Niagara Escarpment. Cliffs and exposed limestone fissures are likely significant within Limehouse because they provide hibernacula for snakes, small mammals, toads, and bats. Hibernacula are areas where snakes can drop below the frost line over winter. One species found in the area is the milk snake, a national species of special concern. This species has recently been designated as of special concern in Ontario by the Ministry of Natural Resources because of declines to their numbers. Limehouse Conservation Area provides ideal habitat for this species. Crevices also provide an important habitat for many species of unique plant life that can be found on this property, including rare ferns such as the maidenhair spleenwort and the walking fern. The walking fern appears to walk as it moves its tip-rooting system across moss mats, forming new plants where its tip touches the surface. Other unique plant life includes the ancient eastern white cedar trees that are one of the last remnants of old-growth forest in Ontario. These trees grasp hold of the limestone cliffs in twisted, gnarled forms, and the inhospitable nature of their homes help them to evade the axes of settlers, loggers, and more recent developers. Even though they are stunted in appearance and might only be 10 feet high, recent studies have shown some trees along the Niagara Escarpment to be over 1,000 years of age. Core samples, which require drilling into the tree and removing a straw-like core, show that some growth rings are just a hair's width apart. Many changes in the surrounding landscape have been evident in the lifetime of the ancient cedars, who have been witness to the transformation of parcels of forests to industries, agricultural lands, quarries, and housing. Evidence of early industry taking place in the 1800s is visible in the remnants of the limehouse kilns, draw kilns, powder magazine, and set kilns still found at Limehouse Conservation Area. The Niagara Escarpment proved to be a valuable resource for early settlers who used lime to make mortar. Creating the mortar involved a very toxic process of heating lime until it became hard cakes of quicklime. At this point, water was added, producing intense heat. These resulting crumbly grains were then crushed into lime powder, which were added to sand to make mortar. Great amounts of wood were harvested locally to sustain the heating process, but eventually stocks were depleted and wood needed to be imported to the area. The limehouse kiln was constructed when lime production was at its peak and the community was thriving. Additional remnants of the past are evident in the standing remains of an old powder house ruin that once stored explosives used to help build the railway. Construction of the Grand Trunk Railway through Limehouse was built in 1856. A path had to be blasted with lime to create a channel through the Niagara Escarpment. The Toronto Suburban Radial Railway also went through Limehouse Conservation Area. Its footprint forms the base for the trail at the foot of the escarpment. Lime operations in the area stopped in 1917, but quarrying has continued into the present day with ongoing urban development and growth. The Niagara Escarpment was an essential resource for early settlers. Today, it continues to be valued as a resource, but it is also recognized as providing essential ecosystem benefits, such as clean air and drinkable water. Today, Limehouse shows few recent signs of impact from human activities in comparison to many other natural areas in southern Ontario. The existence of the red-back salamander, found in several woodland and wetland locations throughout the site, indicates good forest health. This is the only salamander that lays eggs on land and is directly dependent on the forest throughout its entire life. The presence of this salamander indicates that there are healthy populations of invertebrates, abundant leaf litter, moisture, debris, and burrows. Of CVC's 6 salamander monitoring stations, the highest number of individual salamanders are at Limehouse. Other good indicator species found at Limehouse include the Jefferson salamanders, spotted salamanders, tree frogs, and spring peepers. Right now, you have a chance to find your own link to Limehouse. Enjoy a wealth of hiking trails, including a segment of the White Blazed section of the Bruce Trail along the Niagara Escarpment. The Bruce Trail stretches along from Tobermory to Niagara and offers unique glimpses into the contours of land that span this distance, while providing access to the Niagara Escarpment, a UNESCO World Biosphere Reserve. Further trail exploration will wind you along 2 side trails, the Black Creek Trail and the Limehouse Side Trail. The Black Creek Trail follows the cool, clear waters of Black Creek, as well as the changing forest communities found along the escarpment. As you explore this trail, keep in mind that Black Creek provided the most productive habitat during the experimental reintroduction of Atlantic salmon to the area, and also supports brook trout, a sensitive fish species. One of the biggest challenges to the health of Black Creek is the pressure of urban development that has effects on aggregate extraction and recreational activities such as golf courses. These effects are monitored by ongoing stewardship, terrestrial and water projects. Enjoy your exploration of trails. Watch for wildlife typical of escarpment valleys. Marvel at some of the crevices, or stand beside an ancient cedar and take a moment to connect with the wonder that can be found in your own backyard.